Hey, I know we just got done with the draft 3 weeks ago. It's only week three, but Arian Foster is not doing so hot. You know that. I want him, man. I want you to trade him to me. I got a lot of good guys. You know that. I'm really heavy on wide receivers. I got Victor Cruz. I got Drake Jennings. Hey, man, I even got Steve Smith. Think about it. Arian Foster, he lost a step. Trade him to me.
I want to pick you for my fantasy team. Do I want to start with the running back like MJD? Or do I take Aaron Rodgers and start with the QB? I gotta know who to draft in fantasy. I want to pick you for my fantasy team. Do I want to start with the running back like MJD? Or do I take Aaron Rodgers and start with the QB? I gotta know who to draft in fantasy.
Last season I had a problem in my league. I had the number one overall pick. I checked the ADPs and Matthew Berry told me to take Michael Vick. This year is different and now I'm picking last. Where my prep done by Eric Mack. Pick Stafford to lead my air attack. Hopefully his right shoulder stays intact. For now it's left hand. Drafted Sproles and Billy Graham. And even though I'm not a big Giants fan, I picked the man who loves to do this dance. That guy named Victor Cruz. Keep getting your groove on. Make the Eagles fans groan however you wanna. As long as you get that end zone. He's a keeper, not a sleeper. He'll never go on waivers. I took a flyer on Driver. Now I got two dancing receivers. A standard over an auction league. It's all the same. I love fantasy. Should've checked your bio. It's not my job, so don't get mad. I wanna.
Welcome everyone to the TBS NFL update. Our post-draft show, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm E-Diddy999, and with me again is Born34 and hey. John_McClain. And I guess it's time to talk about our draft that we had on Sunday night, late Sunday night into the wee hours of Sunday. A snake draft, 12 teams, almost everyone was there. I don't think we've actually ever had a draft where everyone attended, but we're getting closer.
Only one person didn't show up.
NBA 1247?
Yeah.
And I guess you could say two people didn't show up because even though Pantera was there, he wasn't really there, right?
Not by his draft strategy, no.
Yeah, it would have been a better strategy to not show up.
Right, to auto-pick. The computer would have done a better job of picking his team. So we need to go through the teams. We need to go through what we decided to do, how we think our team stacks up against everyone else's. We can review the grades that ESPN gave everyone. But first, we need to talk about a situation in our league. This is huge, and this could break this league, okay? So a big part of fantasy football is making trades. Some might say that's the biggest part of fantasy football. Not winning, not scoring touchdowns. The fun is managing your team. And what the owners did, I guess yesterday or 2 days ago, whatever, is pretty much ruined this league. Am I right, Bourne?
It's putting the commissioner in his place.
Whoa. So as some of you, actually as all of you, at least if you're an owner, because apparently everyone decides to show up when it's time to vote against a legit trade. This is when everyone decides, I'm going to participate. You got two people posting on the board. You get five people posting in the polls. And all of a sudden, everyone comes out of the woodwork to shut down an absolutely amazing trade. I should have been clapped. Everyone should have been cheering for the trade I pulled off. Like, that should be celebrated. When you get away with something like, well, I guess when you almost get away with something like that, people need to turn and look and be like, congratulations. Congratulations. You know what? You deserve to have that trade because of the moves you made, the way you talk, the way you convince that other owner to give you those players. That is absolute. That's art. That is the art of trading right there. Now,
wait a minute.
What?
First of all, you didn't do anything because he's the one who offered it.
As most franchise trades go, he's the one that will self-propose something to pretty much completely trade rape himself.
This is my strategy, though. If you guys don't know, it's all about convincing the other guy to think that he's proposing the best deal for him. That's the key to trades. That's the key to trades with franchise.
Yeah.
So franchise offered me, and he offered me, I didn't offer this, Julio Jones and Vic Ballard. Vic Ballard.
Do you know what rounds those guys were taking?
No, it was Calvin Johnson and Vic Ballard.
Oh yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
Calvin Johnson was first round.
First round pick.
And Vic
Julio
Ballard.
Jones was second round.
Second or third round.
Wow.
Which is the same thing for you because you were the last pick. So doesn't really matter, second or third.
Yeah, come on. Doesn't matter. Right? So he was getting one of the best young wide receivers in the NFL, paired with one of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL. Since he already has Matt Ryan, it's the 1-2 punch. You gotta have value there. That adds value when you're creating a combo. Two players on the same team, two weapons from the same team, you know, are going to score a lot of points, right? I mean, I can understand why franchise was thinking, oh yeah, get rid of Calvin Johnson because he's only the greatest wide receiver in the NFL. I don't want 2,000 yards receiving. I don't want 15 touchdowns. Why would I want that? I want Julio Jones.
You know, well, he had a first round pick and Julio Jones was right there.
So what you're saying is he could have had him anyway. If
he
could have
had him if he wanted him.
Instead of trading for him.
He passed them up.
Instead of drafting Calvin Johnson and then giving up two players to get Julio Jones.
Which was, wait a minute, what did he say again? He just yell out the tandem? He goes, the tandem! When he drafted him?
That's franchise. I mean, he knows football. Look at him. If anybody's avatar doesn't yell football, it's franchises, right? What's franchise's avatar, actually?
It's just this generic gray helmet.
Exactly.
He hasn't done anything to it.
Football!
Beast mode only, everything but the avatar.
That's our league champion.
Yeah.
So the powers that be, I guess I'm not in control anymore. The commissioner isn't in control of this league. And that's when it all falls apart. When the owners try to exert their power on the league and veto a legit trade. Now, McClain, I know you were for the trade because you're for punishing bad moves. Voted for this, right?
When I first saw it, I was like, veto, of course, right?
Right.
Because ridiculous.
No, that's not right. No.
But then I thought about it, and you're right. But I didn't change my vote.
No,
because I said it at the time. This isn't getting vetoed. Like, I didn't think it mattered.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't vetoed, like, in the first hour or so, then no one was going to even know it happened.
Right, right.
Who's going to check tomorrow after the draft?
Apparently everyone checked like immediately.
Yeah, so I was surprised because this is only the second trade ever to be vetoed.
Well, you know what the first trade was. Guess who was involved in that trade?
It was it was definitely
Lazy
you.
Kings?
It was definitely you raping somebody. No, it was someone who isn't here anymore. I remember that.
I don't remember who it was. That's not the important part of who it was. Who it is. That's twice.
I have the trade right here if you want it.
Yes. Tell me.
Okay.
Enlighten us.
You traded away Ronnie Brown.
Okay. Oh, Ronnie Brown was good back in the day.
3 years ago, right?
Ronnie Brown was a legit fringe starter in a fantasy league. Okay.
No.
Okay.
The Jets defense.
Ooh. Now wait. Remember Revis Island? Yeah. Jets almost to the Super Bowl on their defense.
That was the big piece of the trade.
Okay.
The Jets defense.
All right.
And Santana Moss.
Ooh, now Santana Moss was a weapon back in the day.
These are all like.
Those are bad.
Like middle round picks.
Okay. All right.
Like sixth or seventh rounders. And in return, you were getting the Panthers defense.
Oh, okay. Yeah, whatever.
That's pretty bad.
Whatever. All right.
And, let's see, Calvin Johnson. So, Santana Moss for Calvin Johnson.
Oh, No, that seems fair because this was before Calvin Johnson was Megatron. He hadn't turned into, you know, 1,500 yards and 20 touchdowns yet.
Was right? that when he was on the Madden cover, too?
Yeah, Madden curse.
No, it wasn't.
No?
No. This was the year he was like a second-round pick.
Oh, okay.
Instead of a first. So, okay, you traded basically Panthers defense for Jets. Or Jets defense for Panthers defense. That's a downgrade.
All right, yep.
Santana Moss for Calvin Johnson.
Downgrade.
Obviously an upgrade. So who did you get for Ronnie Brown then? Obviously downgrade, right?
Because yeah,
you're not going to win 2 out of 3
obviously.
In this scenario.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ronnie Brown for Maurice Jones-Drew.
Oh, yeah. No. Wow. That is a legit trade. He wasn't MJD then.
This was when he was MJD.
Yeah, this is when he was.
I don't know why that trade didn't go through, to be honest with you. That is a legit trade. Again.
I'm just glad the people came through and it really mattered.
Another example of trade art.
And this is again when he probably did have 2 first round draft picks that year.
I don't know what the problem is. I mean, a legit owner. I just so happened to be the commish. You know, that's my curse. Is being the commish, but those were legit trades. I would never veto a trade like that ever as a commissioner. And actually, I looked at the voting. I am the only one who didn't veto that trade. Now I did. And because I'm a stand up guy, there is an option for the commissioner during voting time to uphold the trade. The commissioner ultimately has the control, but I said it's not time yet. It's not time yet.
No, but, you're probably wondering, how can I get other people over to my side?
Next time, I need to email the league. There's an email league option. I need to use that. But, like, again, it wasn't the time yet. That is only one of many trades. You can't veto them all.
Well, there was also the thing that franchise said it was an accident.
But nobody believed that, right?
I don't believe him.
I don't believe him.
It's just when he heard the reaction, it was an
He got
accident.
A little tremble in his voice when he was saying that. Get a little worried. Starting to turn into tomato like he had a little tremble in his voice last year after giving up good players to franchise.
So,
But in his defense.
Okay, there's a defense for
he
this?
He said he wanted DeMarco Murray also, which is what's still been a pretty bad trade. So,
yeah, that doesn't add anything.
So I'm going to say he's telling the truth. But it still would have been a terrible trade.
This trade is going to go through one way or another.
Do you get put on the bubble for proposing trades like that, even if you meant to do it by accident?
Mm-mm. We want owners like that. You get bubble waivers if you do offers like that.
You get out of bubble free cards?
Yep, bubble free card for any kind of trade that has anything to do with first rounders for second rounders before any games were played. Okay, wow. So this league is on the brink. I'm just warning you guys right now. Owners, don't make the same mistake twice. I know you guys are listening to this. Next time a trade goes through that has anything to do with the Rough Riders and Beast Mode, look the other way. Just look the other way. I won't forget, okay? You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. Okay. Let's get into the draft that we had. Like we said, almost everyone was there. We only had a couple teams auto picking, but JT was there, but he had some connection issues, and so sometimes he was picking, sometimes he was on auto pick, but he participated, which is good. Bowser was there most of the time.
He was there at the beginning, then I think he was gone during the middle of it.
Yeah, so he was there on some of the picks, and then Otto, like you said, NBA 1247 wasn't there. He is the number one bubble team on this. We had a Skype call going, talking about picks, and it didn't matter who you picked for the most part. Everyone's like, who? What? Why? Oh, gross. That stinks. That was pretty much what happened the entire draft. Didn't matter who you picked.
Until the end, when just no one was paying attention.
Yeah.
And it's like, huh? I'm picking?
Huh?
Yeah, it was a lot of complaining because people were tired of waiting for their pick.
That's true. We couldn't pick fast enough. So we were at a 2 minute per pick. Should we take that down a notch? Should we go to 90 seconds? There was one year that it happened way too fast. Now it seems to be way too long. I guess the middle ground is 90 seconds.
I say that's enough.
How long did it actually take?
It started at 9, but I don't have an ending time here. I'm not sure. Probably.
I'd say it almost 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours.
It's just those last rounds then. It get
be,
long.
It would be nice.
Because you're picking a bunch of nobodies.
Yeah, it would be nice if after the, 10th round, it goes down to 90 seconds or 60 seconds, something like that. But let's talk about some keepers first. Actually, did you guys have any keepers?
Yeah, I had Ray Rice.
You kept Ray Rice, which do we think he's going to do anything?
I think the offense from once, Cam Cameron leaving last year?
Yeah.
Midway through the season. Once he left, things turned around. So his yards and his attempts increased that once that point, that turning point happened.
Sure. So he's obviously going to be a legit back. You're looking at, 1,500 yards, maybe 10, 12 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll take that all day. Brownies kept Adrian Peterson, and this could be the biggest keeper mistake in the history of fantasy football. So last year it was...
I don't know. Last year could have been the biggest mistake because I actually dropped him.
But that was...
the previous season.
That could be considered a fluke, right? Like having
week 16, he broke his something.
He broke something?
Something or another. Yeah, last year. Remember, he wasn't supposed to have a good year.
Oh, that's right.
So I think he didn't get drafted till third round.
Yeah. Yeah, but I could have kept him. Just didn't know when he was going to come back.
And then he
came back. Why I got him for cheap, because I didn't draft him. I traded for him because it was in question if he would even play week one.
Yep.
So he had the second greatest rushing season in NFL history, but he's a year older. He has nothing left to play for because he can't. At this point, he can't break the record. He gave it his best shot. Good try, okay, AP? Good try. You almost did it.
It's AD.
AD?
Why do people call him AP? It's not his nickname.
What do you mean? AP?
No, it's not. It's AD.
Why is it AD?
All day.
No, it's not all day.
It is all day.
Who calls it? I've never heard anybody call him all day.
His grandma called him that or something.
Yeah, I've heard that.
All day?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
It's a clutch gene.
Oh, he has a clutch gene. All right. I'll take that. So, all day.
You don't say all day. You say AD.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. I want to call him all day. If his grandma calls him all day, I'm going to call him all day.
You're not his grandma.
All day had the second greatest rushing season in NFL history. And when you're at the top, the only direction you can go is down. If your quarterback is Christian Ponder, the only direction you can go is down. You have to play the Detroit
Lions. That's
assuming
Christian is throwing the ball to him. If he hands it off, he's okay.
All day down. Why did you keep this guy?
Because he's the best player in all of fantasy.
But not this year.
Well, not yet. First he's got to play, and then he'll be the best again. Another thing about this is that I always draft in the double digits area. That just always happens for some reason because it's random, I guess. So I needed to keep him because I wasn't going to be able to draft.
Oh, okay.
Anyone near as good as him.
But you hated keepers last year.
I didn't hate keepers. I just thought it was dumb.
You were
like, why would you get a keeper when you don't get to draft in the first round? But this year was different because I had AD.
Now you love keepers all day.
I mean, what I meant was for if someone Bourne picking number one overall, I wouldn't want a keeper because I can just take whoever I want, including the guy I didn't keep.
Who?
But no, if I was him.
Oh.
He didn't have to keep Ray Rice if he knew he was drafting number one.
Right, because he could then weigh his option.
But I know for a fact I'm always picking near the bottom.
No, it's random.
Yeah, it's random.
Set an hour before the draft. Random.
Right.
That's because that's how we do it in the T-Piss NFL. Random.
Random.
All day. So my keeper, the Rough Riders keeper, A-Rod. Do people call him A-Rod? Is that okay with you, McClain?
No. What? That name is taken. You can't take somebody's nickname.
But that's
you
don't
nickname.
Want that one.
No, that's his nickname, though. A-Rod. Oh, how about this? A-Raj. Huh?
That one works.
All right. A-Raj. Yeah, that's not bad. A-Raj. He's my keeper this year because apparently the draft is random. And thankfully, because I was picking dead last, I got the best quarterback in the NFL because of keepers. Keepers are amazing.
He would have been there.
Stop. Are you kidding me? He would have been gone in the first five picks guaranteed. Beast Mode would have taken him.
He wasn't even the first quarterback taken.
Who? What? Who was the first quarterback taken?
Stafford.
Oh, gosh.
By Canada.
Oh, Canada. Now, that was Canada's keeper, which was a terrible move. Stafford's like Romo territory. Easy. He could have got him late in the sixth round, maybe seventh round. Not keeper worthy, especially when you got people.
Yeah, A-Rod definitely would have been there.
Well, I don't know who you're talking about.
Because, A-Rod.
Thanks.
Would have been there. Because Peyton and Tom Brady dropped to the third round.
No. Yeah. No, but
they're
both old.
Better than A-Rod.
No, they are not better than A-Rod.
I don't know. I think so.
P. Manning.
No, the only quarterback taken before that was Drew Brees, and that was by the Lazy Kings, who's a Drew Brees fanboy.
Oh, man. He is up as, you know what?
Colin?
Yes. Scoping out a new one. Okay, so we talked about Canada's keeper, Stafford, which was terrible. Straight trash homies, his keeper, Doug Martin. What's his muscle hamster? Hamster muscle?
Yeah, hamster muscle, yeah.
Hamster muscle. That's a great keeper. This is like a good version of Ray Rice. And now he's going to get like 1,800 yards, and he's actually going to catch the ball from what I hear. So,
I think he's going to take a step back.
Really?
Yeah.
He did have 51 points one game.
Against me, by the way. Just want to point that out.
Minor details.
So you're saying you don't think he'll get 51 again?
No. Maybe not against you.
Does he play Oakland this year? That will be the game to watch if he does. Four touchdowns, 250 yards. He does that in his sleep. Who else was a keeper? There was at least one more keeper, I'm pretty sure.
CJ Spiller.
Well, yeah, we covered the Spiller brouhaha last week.
He's not a first rounder, right?
Yeah, he
was. Who knows what he is?
No, but I mean in a legit fantasy league. He's not a first rounder.
I don't know. A lot of people are expecting him to go crazy, but I still feel like he's gonna hit the injury bug at some point during the season.
I agree. I completely agree. Okay, so let's talk about your draft. Brownies, let's start with you. Your team looks terrible.
Well, I have the best player, obviously, Adrian Peterson, AD.
All day.
And in the second round, because it doesn't snake at first.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Still don't get that, but.
Yeah. Well, I missed out on all the good running backs, okay. The second round running backs. So I decided to go. Well, you were picking right after me, and you had two picks. And I was thinking Jimmy Graham or a wide receiver. And there were still so many good wide receivers left, so I decided to take the best tight end. Because I wouldn't have another opportunity until very late in the fourth round. So I took Jimmy Graham, and then I just took whichever great receiver you didn't take. Which, luckily for me, you took the two I didn't want.
What
out
do you
of
mean?
The three.
Whoa. You're saying that you rated Brandon Marshall higher than Julio Jones and
yes.
Optimus Prime?
Brandon Marshall was the second best receiver last year.
Yeah. This isn't last year, though.
And Julio Jones is always injured. And he's got Roddy White stealing the ball.
But Roddy's injured this year.
Yeah. So it's Julio Jones world.
Tony Gonzalez.
What? Old man Gonzalez? Are you kidding me?
And now they got Steven Jackson.
Stop.
Come on.
Stop. No. Julio
and Demaryius
Jones.
Thomas has like three other Pro Bowl receivers or something.
Optimus Prime. Thank you very much. And he is amazing.
In Chicago, Marshall, that's all they got to throw it to.
No, they
it's
got
him
that.
Or nobody. Him or the ground.
Which Cutler does a lot of.
Come on, Forte.
He had four games last year with double-digit receptions.
That's it?
How many? I bet you Thomas and Jones had less combined.
Optimus. Oh, let's do this math then. All right, so you have four for your guy? All
yeah.
Right, let me pull up time. Hold on, I'm adding them up.
How many does Thomas have?
Hold on, I'm adding them up. I'm doing combined. Hold on, I'm doing a little math. Let me pull up my calculator here. All right. One.
What?
They have one double-digit receptions combined. But you know what that says? Major upside. Major upside. How many 9-plus catch games? Boom. And then it's a completely different. Let's go 8.
Wait a minute. If you're having 9, I'm getting 3 more. So that's 7. Half his games, he caught 9 or more receptions.
So let's go 5 for a bowl. Man, Julio Jones is all or nothing. Oh, my gosh. I got to trade him. All right. So then you got Mike Wallace, whatever.
I needed another receiver, and to me, the best one left.
Your running back situation is awful.
Yeah, in the fifth round, I only had one running back, and I didn't want to end up like E. Diddy, so I had to take the best running back available. I didn't want to end up with the law firm starting for me.
As your number one RB?
Yeah. And then in the sixth round, you know, this went on throughout the draft where I had to look at E. Diddy, who I think he's going to take.
Oh, gosh. This is the worst. See, this is the worst kind of drafting position when you always have to worry about the guy in front of you.
Oh, I loved it.
If I'm behind Pantera, no worries. If I'm behind franchise, no worries.
Yeah, Pantera will probably take his, like, fourth quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
Franchise will probably pick up a rookie quarterback.
Right, so you don't got to worry about those. But McClain, you know exactly what he's doing. He's like, who did he want? How do I get him without sacrificing position?
In the sixth round, you still hadn't drafted a running back. and I wasn't in love with Darren Sproles, so I wanted another running back. That's why I decided to go Daryl Richardson before you could take him. Because I was also thinking about Tony Romo, but you had already kept A-Rodge.
Yeah.
So I knew he'd be available
And you got lucky there because I was getting to the point where I might have to draft Romo just to cock block.
You didn't even want him.
No, but I was getting to that point, and I was like, if I can just go one more round. I kept saying that to myself, just one more round before the cock block. One more round. If he skips him this time, I'm going to do it. Yeah, just one round too many.
I called your bluff.
Oh.
I took Richardson over him.
I know,
you
did.
You didn't do it.
I know.
You took terrible Kyle Rudolph instead.
No, Kyle Rudolph is, man, he's pretty mediocre, but...
So and then my seventh round I got my quarterback.
And here's the thing about him getting that quarterback that late is what is wrong with you people? Seriously. You let him get Romo. I know everyone hates Romo, but Romo is a legit fantasy quarterback.
Sorry, I was too busy picking up legit running backs.
You never know when Tony Romo is gonna throw 5 interceptions.
In that same seventh round, franchise took Andy Dalton.
Oh my
which
God.
I thought he was like a last round projected kind of guy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
EJ Manuel, who he drafted towards the very end of the draft, is probably worth more than Dalton will be.
I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah. Dalton isn't even owned in all leagues. And he just got dropped in 10% more. And then the eighth round, nothing exciting from there, I don't think. Yeah, the rest was just whatever.
No. Well, A-Herd.
Who's A-Herd?
What do you mean, who's A-Herd? Bang, kill you. Choo.
Oh.
Double homicide?
My last pick.
Yeah, double homicide.
Well, throughout the draft, you know, since I get to pick one pick before you, in the final round, I had a plan to take Denard Robinson.
Offensive weapon.
And then drop him immediately, because that's what I do in the 16th round.
Right.
So always, you know, everybody always does the whole take a kicker and a defense in the last two rounds. Right. I mean, the people who are smart. Not in this league. There was a lot of defenses being taken very early. But I always go one round before, just so in that 16th round, I can make a joke pick. And that was offensive weapon. But I guess you saw it coming.
Oh, yeah, I saw it coming. I planned my entire draft strategy around offensive weapon.
Yeah, so you took him in the 15th round. So I was left having to take Aaron Hernandez.
Well, you got to do it. Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, when there's a killer on the board that late, got to take him.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Jeez. Okay, so that's the Brownies.
Well, so, John, was there anything that changed your strategy or any mistakes that you felt that you made by reaching or anything like that?
I think I might have waited too long for a running back, but where I was picking, there just wasn't anyone else to take, really. My first available pick, all the elite running backs were already gone, so I wanted to get elite players at different positions.
Yeah, I mean, the next two in round three that you could have chosen that were taken was David Wilson and Reggie Bush.
Oh, Bush is going to be amazing.
Yeah, I have him in one of my other leagues. We'll see. And then really in round four, it was McFadden, Eddie Lacy.
Yeah, I was thinking of going Eddie Lacy, but he got taken right before me.
It's hard to bank on a Green Bay running back.
I had the option to take DeMarco Murray, but...
But what?
He's very injury prone.
Yeah.
Come on, he only missed six games last year.
Yeah, that was a good year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe you trade him, too. Okay, Bourne, let's talk about your team. So, like we already mentioned, you had the keeper, Ray Rice. And
yeah, I was at the other end of you guys. I had the number one pick, which was kind of frustrating because I knew I was going to be having back-to-back sandwich picks as well. So I had to kind of change a few things because all the other ones that I – very rarely have I ever been in a draft where I've had the number one pick. But actually, I had the number one pick for basketball, so maybe this is a random occurrence again.
Random. 1 hour before the draft.
So.
So you went keeper running back, and then you continued running back, taking legit running backs.
Yeah, the main thing like I wanted to concentrate on this one was not reaching like franchise may have done with a couple different players, but just trying to get as much value as I could. Last year I went two running backs with Jamal Charles and Forte, and that didn't really work out only because those guys got injured. But I felt that if they were fairly healthy, I would have been a little bit better of a contender because I feel running backs are more valuable in this league than maybe some of the other leagues, especially because you get to potentially run three every week. So, so yeah, I had the option of going for Drew Brees, like a better quarterback, one of the top wide receivers like AJ Green or Dez Bryant, but I just felt I haven't had a chance to draft McCoy in any of the other leagues, and I heard just with the new Chip Kelly offense that they're going to kind of do some pretty crazy things with him as far as just getting him out on the field as much as possible. So try and see if that's going to come to fruition or not. So, and then in round three, I ended up again, not really liking a lot of what I was seeing as far as, I knew I wanted to get a receiver either in the third or the fourth, which were back to back picks. So, if a guy like, Demaryius Thomas or Randall Cobb would have dropped that far, I probably would have picked him up to kind of even out and start getting some wide receivers. But I picked, Lamar Miller, who running back for, Miami, and then Dwayne Bowe from Kansas City for round four, who again, with, Andy Reid kind of leading that, kind of seeing what they're going to do for, Dwayne Bowe's, numbers.
And a good quarterback.
Yeah, that's definitely a change of pace. So, then kind of went a couple other, wide receivers. I picked up, Shane Vereen and Miles Austin in the middle of the draft, which I really liked. Kind of, hopefully, you know, even if Miles Austin gets me a full season, it'll be pretty good value as an eighth round pick. And my biggest downfall, I think, was just a couple times I was trying to settle on a couple quarterbacks that just never fell to me. They got taken up like right before me, particularly in round seven. I was planning on trying to take Andrew Luck if I could, but he got snatched up by Bowser, who I wasn't sure if he was. I don't remember if he was on auto pick at that point or not.
He might have been.
Maybe. So I ended up with Eli Manning as my number one, and I felt like if he was going to fall that far, then again, the previous picks, I'm not going to reach, and I'll just get a low middle-tier quarterback and then try and fill it with other higher-end players. So yeah, I mean, I've got some upside with some players as well, like Golden Tate, see what he can do, especially since Harvin's injured. A lot of people are talking positive about Christine Michael, that they're going to kind of offset Lynch a little bit and not necessarily use him necessarily as a number two RB, but maybe kind of different types of scenarios. I don't know, necessarily like a goal line back or something like that. And then there's a talk a lot. I played a little bit of the New England Homer fan base by picking up Kenbrell Tompkins and Zach Sudfeld at the end of the draft. Just guys that don't really mean a whole lot, but if they do some decent things, maybe I can capitalize on them.
Well, you never know what's going to happen with New England.
Right.
Patriots. They might have an amazing – well, plus they got big holes. Allegedly is out, allegedly, for doing some alleged illegal things, and somebody's got to fill that hole.
Right.
But they could have one guy step up, or they could have 10 guys step up.
Yep.
The production's still good. That's the thing about the Patriots, is the production's still going to be there. You just have no idea who's going to get
where it's going to come from.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, I don't know. I felt like for going three deep and running back for the first three rounds, I did okay kind of making it up with some decent wide receivers in from like four to round eight. So, yeah, we'll see. I'm optimistic.
You like your team then?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay. Now that makes one of us. okay. So everyone else has teams. Blah, 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 blah.
Did you break yours down?
Blah, blah, blah. Of course. As you know, my team is stacked like it is every year. I am elite at wide receiver. Optimus Prime playing with considerably the best quarterback of his generation, Peyton Manning. Julio Jones, which is playing with a young Peyton Manning, otherwise known as Matt Ryan. Reggie Wayne, which is, you can just count on it. 80 yards and a touchdown. Just write it in now every single week. And actually, Andrew Luck would be a young Peyton Manning. A couple of young Peyton Mannings thrown to my elite wide receivers. You got to do the math when you do these drafts. You got to look at where are players going, not where they are.
And you're not a Reggie Wayne fanboy, are you?
Whoa. I've only had Reggie Wayne like the last 10 seasons.
Yeah, I know.
On some kind of fantasy. So here's the thing about why I pick Reggie Wayne. I have to have at least one Colt, because those are the games I get on my television every week. And if I can't watch the team that's on my television and have some kind of rooting interest, I'm going to be bored. So Reggie Wayne is still the staple of that team.
Well, you're plugging everybody else to get up to get the NFL ticket. You haven't gotten it yourself?
Oh, I was so close. I was so close. I was so confused at the Amazon deal for if you can get Sunday ticket inside their special edition of Madden or the limited edition or whatever, where you get a code for the computer. It was completely confusing. I had no idea if I was eligible, so I just said, you know what? This is too much work.
I'm sure some hockey fan site will have it streaming on their website anyway.
HockeyReality.gov.
Can I watch the CFL there?
Oh, man. You can watch everything.
You wanna watch? That means you can possibly watch Tebow.
Whoa. That's...
Is he? No one's picked him up?
No, he's not done. He's just done. That's who should have been the joke pick.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's see. So, I'm a little thin at running back, but not to worry. Do not panic. DeMarco Murray is going to have a breakout season again. That's going to be two breakout seasons in the last three. It's going to happen. It's the Cowboys. They have Romo. You can't trust that guy. As long as Murray
Hold on now.
What? What?
You obviously haven't watched the Cowboys preseason.
What do you mean? I watched a little bit of Cowboys.
You didn't watch the dress rehearsal?
No, I didn't. Why?
Well, DeMarco Murray was out there, obviously. All the starters are out there.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
And the week before, week two, the Cowboys had like six or seven turnovers.
It was ugly.
It was ugly.
Yeah.
So that was a big focus. No turnovers.
No. Yeah. I remember hearing that on ESPN.
And then here comes DeMarco Murray.
Yeah.
And his first carry puts the ball on the ground.
Ooh. That's a fluke.
Like spiking it?
No. Like.
Oh, was he doing fumble. That thing where you throw it down and spin and then act like it's a fire? Is that?
You can't really do that when you get like a 3-yard carry.
Oh.
Which is what DeMarco Murray does.
I'm just saying I would do that if I got a 3-yard carry. Okay, continue.
So then Jason Garrett, you know he's the head coach now.
Yeah, coach.
Before he was head coach / offensive coordinator, now he's just head coach.
Yeah, just coach. Got it.
So he does what a head coach would do, and he's like, DeMarco Murray, come sit down over here.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Come sit down next to me. And then whoever the backup was got all the – no, not only did they bench him and bring in the backup guy, but then they did nothing but run the ball.
Well, it's called motivation.
That's called doghouse.
Sending him a message. It's like, this is what I want you to do. You got to visualize this. Look at what he's doing, carrying the ball, getting yards, first downs, no fumbles. Can you do that, DeMarco? Can you do that for me? I want you and me. We're going to be part of this. We're a team here. And DeMarco's like, no, I can't probably, do that.
He's probably like, time is of the essence here, too, because we don't know how many games we have you for. So you need to learn how to do this fast.
Yeah.
Maybe the limit is carries, hoping that they can play the odds, right? If he only carries 10 times a game, his potential to fumble goes way down.
That sounds like a good number one running back for your team.
Like I said, a little light, but late, well, in the middle of the draft, the law firm, come on, the law firm.
At the end of that game, DeMarco Murray did come back in to play with all the garbage players. And he looked pretty good against third stringers.
So what you're saying is major upside.
Huge upside.
Huge upside. That's
at the end of games?
Yeah. If in the regular season the entire team's defense gets injured, he would look pretty good.
That's why they call him the janitor, because he cleans up. Okay, who else do I got? Then blah, 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 blah. And then my joke pick, which wasn't a joke pick, which we already went over, offensive weapon. You can't get me, McClain.
That was the best joke pick.
I was ahead of the game on that one. Okay, so but I got some sleepers here. No Sean Moreno. He will be the number one back in Denver by the end of the season. Mark Ingram will be the number one back in New Orleans by the end of the season.
Isn't he already the number one?
Who?
For Ingram.
Where? Ingram? Well,
they don't
really have.
They don't really technically use Sproles as a running back, really.
Yeah, but
He lines up as a running back.
Yeah, he lines up as a running back, but he's definitely not a running back.
Yeah, they don't really have a number one.
He's a scat back, right? I think we can classify him as a scat back. So maybe Ingram is the number one running back. I'm just telling
you. I didn't realize this, but in Denard's bio here, it says that you call him Shoelace.
Yeah, that's his nickname, Shoelace.
He's too small to be an NFL quarterback, and he played poorly as a wide receiver in the Senior Bowl. I didn't know he actually had tried wide receiver.
Yeah. Well, he was didn't a wide receiver at the end of the year at Michigan.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I thought actually he was more of a running back at that point, but I didn't know.
Scat back,
yeah.
So they just made him a running back through process of elimination.
Elimination, yeah.
Offensive weapon.
You suck as this. Let's make you this third thing.
The only difference between him and Tebow is that Denard's actually willing to play other positions.
Yeah, what's up with that? Tebow needs to give it up, right? I mean, he has NFL talent, just not quarterback talent. He could be a great
great tight end.
Oh, or a tight end. Or something else.
Actually, I've never really seen his hands, so I'd probably say better as a fullback at least.
Yeah. I mean, he could get you touchdowns, first downs. You need a couple yards, throw in Tebow. You got to have at least three or four guys to take him down. He probably doesn't want to get hit. That's the thing. Because as a fullback, you're going to take a punishing.
Fullbacks don't really exist anymore.
No.
It's just two tight ends instead.
Basically doing fullback work.
Yeah.
And at least they can catch the ball if they need to. Yeah, that's probably true. Who else? Any other teams you guys want to talk about? I mean, all these are kind of boring to me.
Well, we can talk about the rankings.
Oh,
The
report card. The ESPN-generated report card. The draft report card. So what ESPN does now is it automatically grades the teams after the draft based on how good the team looks. And pretty much everyone agrees that this thing is right on, because the information that made me believe that this is accurate is giving Team Beast Mode a D-. Because I'm pretty sure everyone
who participated fully in the entire draft.
A full participant.
I thought you disagreed and said they were ranked too high.
Oh, yeah. You're right. So it was a little off. I do think that Beast Mode was ranked too high with the D-. But being at the bottom of the pile, that's where they belong. Thus, pretty accurate. The only change, really, that I would have made, Rough Riders in the top three. Throw them an A- for their draft.
Maybe if you'd been able to pull off that trade.
Oh, man. We need a trade.
Oh, no. That would have been a trade with a D- team. So you probably would have moved down.
Ooh, that's true.
Tricky math there. Tricky math there. Depending on how it's done. Okay, so, McLean, you pretty much agree with these ratings?
No. These rankings are, it's pretty obvious what their formula is. It's just, you take who we rank at the top, and you're gonna get an A.
Well, it's an algorithm, you mean. Math.
And I'm guessing it also goes by points. So, like, a quarterback is gonna get way more points than a tight end.
Well, because they would in general, right?
Yeah, so if you want a high grade, then just, like, if you take 12 quarterbacks, you're probably gonna get an A+.
That's not confirmed.
No, but we see someone up there with four quarterbacks.
That's true, that the Laser Kings did take four quarterbacks. They did get a B-plus rating. So ESPN favored their team as a good drafted team, a well-drafted team.
The fantasy football gods were good to them, apparently.
I think you're just upset about your grade, a C. Well,
most of more importantly, the commissioner's comments.
Right.
It's okay. A lot of people fear success.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
I think my team, I guess the starters are all good. Like, I don't know. I don't think my team maybe deserved an A, but maybe like a B for the starters. And then the bench is potentially a quality bench.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
I have a lot of potential on my bench.
Wow. Team humble.
Is this where we pull out your quote from last year about potential points, keeping track of, like, potential?
Almost
points.
Almost fantasy points.
I was second last year.
In almost fantasy
points? In almost points?
No, in total points. I was first in almost.
Okay, let me see. Go opera. Let's see where you are. You got a B with the commissioner comment of a solid foundation is there, but you're not done building. And that's pretty much what you said.
Yeah.
You got a good start. And we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, I got some holes, but nothing that's too glaring right now.
So
until Eli Manning throws four picks in the first game.
Right. Then it could, blow.
Then I'll start panicking.
Straight Trash Homies did get the worst grade of an F, and with their commissioner comment being, what you just did to your team right there, that was cruel, man. Cruel. So ESPN did not like what he did with his draft, and I hope it's accurate. because it's just, you know, more wins for the Rough Riders.
Oh, it's like you told them last year, stick to basketball. And that's his picture now, his rating. It's like a bulletin board
material.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that. His logo for his team?
Yeah, it's just an F.
Yeah, that's great. That is great. Okay, the top graded team was Team Chuck Norris with an A+. Going down the list, I'm Not a Racist, which was completely auto picked. I got a grade of an A with the commissioner comment of just slow clap. Which is, wow, really? A- for Team Bowser. We already mentioned Lazy King's got a B+, Glabra B, Rough Riders B, which should be an A-, you know, whatever. The records will do the talking, okay?
Want to read your comment?
Okay. You're knocking at the door, and with a little luck, you just might be let in.
I feel like these comments were based on past year's successes or failures as well.
Yeah. I wonder if I could redo the draft report card after the season is over with our final rosters and see what it would say. Because it would be hilarious if the team that won the championship got like a C or D rating.
Yeah.
Per roster. Rotting Tomatoes, C+. Brownies with a C, which is a little bit too high, but whatever. Team Canada with a C. Like, you agree that you and Canada are equals in terms of teams?
I don't remember what he drafted.
It wasn't good. So yeah. I would say, yeah, you guys are probably equal.
C for Canada.
C- for the TPS NFL bums. D- for Beast Mode, like we said already, a little bit too high. And then F for Straight Trash Homies. So I'm glad for that. Now, moving forward, we're actually going to have ESPN generated power rankings. So as the season goes by, as the weeks go by, it's going to generate a power ranking. Now the commissioner has full control over those rankings. So if anything seems out of whack, the commissioner can just, you know, move a slider, move a team where they need to be. Now, I'm not saying the Rough Riders are going to be in top three all season. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the commissioner has the ability to right some wrongs. And I
wonder if it'll adjust the comment. Ooh, like if you get like an F, it says like, you're the worst team ever. And then you slide it up to A. And it's like, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
We'll have to see what happens. And just so everyone knows, I do have names of everyone who vetoed. Okay.
You already said that.
I'm just reminding everyone.
But only you have them, right?
Right. I'm the only one who knows. And it was pretty much everyone.
So, in other words, you have everybody's name.
I'm just telling you.
Written down. So you know who's in this league.
That's good job, Commissioner.
Bubble Watch, just so everyone knows, Bubble Watch has been announced. I'm Not a Racist, which we've already said a couple times, and Concord Lazy Kings. Again, just want to make sure everyone understands who's on the bubble this year because a lot of people want to be in this league.
What was the decision on the IR, by the way?
Oh, I forgot to announce it. When I look back at the poll, more people voted against easy mode. Thank you, owners.
You completely contaminated the jury.
Thank you, owners, for not turning on easy mode. I was going to make the decision myself because it was a tie, 2-3. But when the other owners came in, showed some integrity and said, no, we want it man style. Give it to me man style. I said, all right.
Insert franchise joke.
And thankfully, everyone saved us from easy mode roster. So no IR for this league this year, Ron Bro. What else? What else we got? Michigan won. Did we already talk about? No, we haven't talked about it on here, have we?
No.
Michigan destroyed Central Michigan. A 50-point shellacking. It's what you can expect from Michigan going forward. I can't wait till this Saturday coming up when they play Notre Dame at the Big House. They're going to expose. Now, here in Indiana where I live, we call Tommy Rees Downsy. That's not derogatory in any way.
Who is that?
Tommy Rees is Notre Dame's quarterback.
Downsy?
Downsy.
And is he the black guy?
No, 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 no. That, no, that's, he cheated, so he had to go away for a year.
So what did he do?
He cheated. He literally cheated on schoolwork. You can't do that at Notre Dame, apparently. You can do it everywhere else, but Notre Dame.
Yeah, he could do it everywhere else.
I don't know. It had nothing
that's
to
why
do
you
with,
don't go to Notre Dame.
Had nothing to do with him being black.
Whoa.
What?
Wow.
Can you suspend someone for that?
For being apparently you can at Notre Dame. You know, Tommy Reese, Downsy, he body slammed a cop here in South Bend. He got a slap on the wrist. Not excused from college for a year. Not kicked off the team. Just, hey, how about you not get drunk and body slam cops? Oh, okay.
Do that, please.
Yeah. All right. Here's a football. How about you throw some touchdowns? The black guy copies off of some white girl, and all of a sudden he's kicked out of school. I don't know if that's exactly what happened, but come on. We can read between the lines.
Maybe he was, like, hacking the database or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
You don't know.
I don't, but come on. So Michigan is going to expose Notre Dame this coming Saturday. Make sure you watch it. It's prime time, ESPN, 8 o'clock. It's the must-watch game of
it's on
the weekend.
ESPN?
ESPN.
Oh, I can't watch it then.
Why?
I thought Notre Dame was on NBC.
No.
They lost that last year, I believe.
Yeah, and that would be for home games anyway. This is at the big house, okay?
I don't have ESPN.
What do you mean you don't have ESPN? You don't ESPN.watch.net.
I can't watch it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
it doesn't work
either.
For me.
You guys are going to have to steal.
Have to go to somebody's place.
Yep.
Hockey Reality.
HockeyReality.net. We need you Stream now it. More than ever. If you when you listen to this, make sure you does Kennedy even get ESPN? They get ESPN.
I would think so. Good question.
Yeah. What else? Did you like what Manziel did?
What did he do?
He's gonna get slammed this year.
He got a touchdown and then started making the money figures.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And they acted like he was signing autographs for people.
I mean, that's amazing. I mean, that's what you gotta do. When you get suspended for a half, that's the first thing you do. Is do money fingers and do fake autographs. That is the absolute first thing you do. Because he doesn't have anything to hide. And he doesn't need football and he doesn't need their money. You know what happens? Money fingers and fake autographs. That's exactly what happened.
As long as he's not cheating on his papers.
Hacking the database. Yeah, right.
I know someone who did that in my school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't call it hacking.
Oh, well, what did they do then?
Well, they were able to change their grades.
Oh, come on. Who
really?
Who hasn't done that? Come on, I was the lookout for the grade changing scandal. It's like, you stand here. All right, what are you guys doing? We got the key to the classroom. We're going to...
Well, maybe that's what he did.
Interesting. Is he black?
maybe he was actually stealing the computer.
Okay, now on to some NFL. NFL starts on Thursday. We get one game, blah, 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 blah. All leading up to the Lions game on Sunday. Make sure you watch. Bourne, do you get Lions games in your area?
Yeah, I mean, it'll, as long as the Green Bay game's not playing that at that same time.
At that same time, you'll get a Lions game. So make sure you watch it. I don't, like, almost ever because I'm in Bears territory, actually. So that sucks.
I thought you said I'm embarrassed.
No. Whoa. Love my Lions. This is their year. Reggie Bush is going to go off. So make sure everyone watches the Lions take down Minnesota. Who are the Cowboys playing?
Giants.
Oh, gross. They're going
prime time, Sunday night.
Oh, that's right. They're playing on Sunday night.
I always get the Cowboys game because the entire nation does.
Stop. and then
the Browns are playing the Dolphins, so that's a kind of a good good soft start for them.
But you watch Green Bay games too, though, right?
Yeah, if I can.
You get to watch good football also.
Yeah, it's a good balance of good and bad.
Okay. All right. Last thing up, I guess, is we need to talk about the Spread'em, B-Smith Spread'em League Pick'em thing. So our benefactor, B-Smith3258, or at Smith Farm Stand on Twitter, has decided to throw 50 space bucks our way for a Pick'em League.
And he, so far, it's only us three.
Well, that's, please, easy pickings for me then. Because here's the deal. He said it has to be against the spread. He does not want to play straight up, which nobody should ever do a pick'em.
You mean man mode?
No. Easy mode off.
This is easy mode on.
Oh, stop. Stop. Picking against the spread is a skill, as I proved last year. Even though
you lost, you how did you prove it?
Yeah, I'm not sure how you proved anything.
Lucky by with a random ending to the season.
You proved that we should enforce rules to this thing.
Because of the luck of the draw.
The only thing you proved is that you shouldn't pick which games we're picking.
Yeah. And that's only because B. Smith got too busy or lazy about giving us actual teams to pick.
And it was against my better judgment to allow you to win last year, McLean. But at the end of the day,
after
it wasn't
which
my
time? Because I remember I beat you like three times, and then it was like, "Oh wait, nope, we got to keep going."
So this year we're picking every game for every week of the NFL season. Make sure you sign up for the league if you're an owner. Owners only. 12.
Did you post about it?
I posted in the forums, has a link to the group, has the password information so that you can sign up for 50 space bucks. The season starts on Thursday. Once the season starts, the group is closed. That's it. Nobody else can enter. I don't know if that's actually true. But even if you do enter late, there's no way you could possibly win because I'm really good at picking against the spread, as you can see last year when McLean accidentally won.
It was your fault, though. I remember how it ended because we were picking the Super Bowl. And we had already talked about it beforehand because it's the Super Bowl, of course. We made our picks before.
Right.
So you already know who I was going to pick. So you, for some reason, picked the team that you knew I was going to pick, and that's where it ended.
Like I said, I let you win. You're welcome.
I would have won anyways because I picked the Ravens and they did win.
You're welcome. So
did you see my team name?
Yeah, footballix.com, which is the official spread of the TPS NFL. So make sure you sign up for B. Smith Spread Group. You could win 50 space bucks. Info in the forums. I think that's it. I think we're done. Anything else? Any last words? Anything we missed?
We need to go over the matchups.
The matchups. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe we forgot about the matchups. That's kind of the whole point of this thing, right? So week one.
There's not much to talk about between you and me, though. Let's be honest.
I am going to expose you as a fraud from the beginning. Like I said in one of my posts.
If you can expose me with no true RB1s, then yeah, that's possible then.
Like I said in one of my posts, every single game on my schedule is circled. This league
franchise is on.
Is on notice.
No, he's online.
Oh, he's online.
Should we do the same thing?
Yeah, we gotta add him. Hold on.
It's just, someone say I don't have much time and then we're gonna do a short show.
Okay.
But hold on. I always have hello? Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, are you ready?
What's going on?
Are you ready to do the show? We're waiting for you.
Yeah, I just don't, I don't have a whole lot of time, so.
We gotta go real quick.
Okay.
We gotta go fast, okay? So, we're just gonna start off with, the matchups. Okay?
Okay.
Alright. So, franchise, do you agree with me? Welcome to TPS NFL first. Do you agree with me?
No intro music?
Football. Franchise, do you agree that the Rough Riders are going to expose Galabra in week one?
I don't know. I have to look back at this.
No, you don't have to look at anything.
I think I can say that I am not a fan of the Rough Riders, but I think they can handle the task at hand.
Yeah. Wow.
I have a week one bye, right?
Wow.
Wow. Hey, I'm going to let my talking be said on the field.
Well, I'm looking at your lineup.
Oh, okay.
Good. And it looks like you already, like, I posted in there that you had benched the law firm.
Yeah.
But it looks like you have now put him back in and benched DeMarco Murray.
Yeah.
So. There is an open, it's a revolving door at running back. You don't know who's actually going to be there.
And you're starting that awesome tight end that you talked about?
Oh, man, I got to get rid of him fast. Franchise, accept your trade. We don't have a lot of time. We don't have a lot of time. Okay,
as
next.
Soon as I get to my house, I will look at this trade and examine it thoroughly. This trade.
The owners aren't going to ruin it this time. I got a deal that you can't pass up.
Most of the time you will, though, because you're not the one that proposed it, Franchise.
This is the rare occasion in which both teams win. You get
when Franchise is involved in a trade?
And I get what I need.
I guess that's true, because last year you got the good trade and he won the league. So both sides did win.
Win-win. Next matchup.
And I didn't even really go after the guy that I really wanted. Is that fair to say, Diddy?
Yes, that is absolutely fair. And I'm trying to right a wrong here. Okay? So when you get home, check your trades. All right? Let's make this happen.
It'll happen tonight.
Yes, that's what I want to hear.
I'll get my veto button ready.
Oh, here we go. The veto's already being counted before we've even made the trade.
All right, next matchup. Strike. Bums versus Canada. Two teams that nobody cares about. Next matchup. Rotting Tomatoes versus Team Beast Mode. Tomatoes, kind of your nemesis in this league, in all
Look
fantasy
at that.
Leagues.
Metter's adopting your nickname for him.
Which one?
Do you see that in the smackboard?
No. Oh, and the matchup smackboard?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that yet. Hold on. Let me load this up. Let's see what's going on here. Uh-oh. Thomas Mader, September 2nd, in the smackboard, two Team Beast Mode. Sucky Nipple is going to go off. All right. I gotta vote for him. I mean, when you're talking that kind of junk, it is on. So what do you got, Beast Mode?
He's quoting himself.
Are you going to take him down?
Franchise, you're going against him, not me.
He is a non-issue with me.
I agree. No comment is saying a lot, actually. Interesting.
He's a non-issue. I mean, the only thing I have to say is, shut up, clown. That sends it all.
You should put that in the smackboard when you get home after you accept my trade. Next.
Oh, I thought before you get off Skype, I'll be home and I'll accept the trade. I might throw you something a little similar back, though.
Oh,
just a little bit.
Hey, I mean,
that can only
situation.
Help your favor, he did.
This is a fluid situation. I'm all about negotiating here. Okay.
So far, I like the trade. I've seen the trade.
Yeah, help me help you. That's what I always say. Next matchup: Concord Lazy Kings versus I'm Not a Racist, the Bubble Bowl. Right off the bat in week one.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Whoever wins this, they're still on the bubble. If you lose this, you are almost absolutely out of this league.
You have to make the playoffs to stay in.
Yeah, you have to actually win the next year's Super Bowl to stay in. All right.
Wow, you know, I've actually looked at Pantera's team.
Oh, it's bad.
He doesn't really have anybody.
No, he would actually have more players if he just dropped everyone. His team would actually be better empty. Am I right?
Well, I mean, look at it. He's got, what, 3-4 quarterbacks?
Oh, man.
Why? Why do you need that many quarterbacks?
We should go over everyone's roster.
I mean, if you look at mine, I have 3 quarterbacks, but why is that? Because I promised, I'm a man of my word that I would get a rookie quarterback. Did I not?
You are a man of your word, and you said you were going to accept that trade. So are you home yet? I'm just asking. All right.
And I'm Not a Racist has a free agent on his team.
A guy that isn't even in the league.
Yeah.
Is he starting? Fingers
no,
crossed?
No, he's not starting.
Oh, man. So this
I was going to say, that's an automatic win if he's starting.
Especially
not necessarily.
Especially against the Lazy Kings. Come on.
Free wins. Yeah, they're a gimme team any day of the week.
Next matchup, Brownies versus Bowser. This is a rematch of some Super Bowl at some point in this fantasy whatever.
Well, this used to be a semi-rivalry.
Right.
But now that there's no PS addiction or it's a gaming world.
That's right. Wait. Now, has anybody confirmed this? I remember seeing that that wasn't a thing anymore. But has anybody actually confirmed that it's not a thing? I'm going to PSAddiction.com.
Oh, whoa. What happened?
What?
My browser exploded.
Whoa. Do not go to PSAddiction.com. You have
been warned. The same thing?
I saw the same thing. Maybe that guy from Notre Dame was working in their IT. That's all I'm saying.
Might have to reinstall Windows.
Yep. PS Addiction is definitely out of the picture. Do not go there. Do not go to PSAddiction.com. Okay, so after that, probably still a rivalry.
Yeah, now it is.
Now it's back. A rivalry. Yeah.
Because you ruined everything.
Yeah, wow.
Okay. You're going to have to reinstall your OS a third time.
Yeah, so thanks a lot, Bowser. And then the last matchup of the season, Team Chuck Norris versus Straight Trash Homie. The number one rated drafting team versus the lowest rated drafting team. This could get interesting.
Trash versus treasure.
Right now, Ron Bro is plus what, 16? No, he's minus 16. Oh, man. Yeah, his team is bad. Wow. Hey, he doesn't have Doug Martin in there. Oh, yeah, he does. Wait, both of these guys have suspended players. What's up with that?
Maybe they know something.
Why are those guys suspended?
I don't know. PEDs?
Does ESPN weigh those guys heavily?
Not really.
No.
I mean, McClain has a suspended guy on his team.
Yeah, but he's a good player.
Wait, who? Who do you got that's suspended?
The Jaguars receiver. What's his name?
Denard Robinson.
Black man.
Oh.
Ooh, wow.
Jeez. I know why he's suspended.
Well, he got caught doping or something.
Yeah, he's taking drugs.
I guess it says Josh Gordon was too.
Yeah. But he's only out for a couple games, I think. Maybe three games?
Four.
Okay.
He's four game suspension. He's a true black man. A relative. If you will.
All right. So,
I'm serious.
You're just saying what everyone's thinking.
My mother's maiden name is Blackman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you guys are related.
That's confirmed. That's confirmed.
Family pictures, or I don't believe it.
You can go on Facebook and look on my Facebook. He did it. You have me on Facebook. Go on there and look. Look and see what my mother's last name is.
I can't get into Facebook. Like, I tried to do the security thing, and I locked myself out. And so now I'm like, I don't really care about anything that's happening on there anyway. So I still get all the emails. I still got all the happy birthdays. Everyone probably thinks I'm a jerk.
Which is true.
Well, yeah, it goes without saying. But I'm not going to respond to anything on there. So I will check it out, Franchise, because I'm a man of my word.
You're going to check out his mom?
Whoa.
Hey, you told me to.
It was an open invitation. Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa.
Is it okay if I call her moms?
You can call her moms. You can say, what up? Yesterday was her birthday.
Ooh, did you tell her happy birthday from the TPS NFL?
He did it the day before, remember?
Oh, that's right. Hold on, I'm typing moms in the smackboard. All right, so according to the smackboard, this is a boring week one. Because I fixed the schedule, we did it the way Tomato wanted, playing your division rivals.
Wait, you made the schedule?
Yeah, I made the schedule.
Hold on, I gotta check my schedule.
I absolutely fixed the schedule, so you're playing your division rivals twice, once home, once and away, and then you're playing every team in the league at least once for a balanced schedule.
Does anybody know the Cowboys bye week?
No. Why?
I'm just curious who I play that week.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
Okay, let me look it up. Let's see. Week 11.
Oh, okay.
Who do I play week 11? Let's see. Oh, would you look at that? The TPSN Rough Riders. Was this a random schedule, like the draft?
Seriously, I don't know if, I don't really don't know if that was planned or not. I can't guess.
Hmm. I wonder.
Like, one thing about that draft. That draft order was terrible.
Oh man.
Right. No, that was perfect.
No, it was not. Thankfully.
It was so good that you couldn't make light of the situation and ended up getting a D.
Yeah, you got.
Don't blame the draft order on your poor picks.
Three quarterbacks. Actually, that that makes McClain's claims wrong because he did have three quarterbacks.
But one of them was E.J. Manuel and Andy Dalton.
Ooh, that's true. So
they weren't projected to even be drafted.
What claims are these? You talking about like during the draft?
No, the rankings based on if you take a quarterback, you'll get rated higher.
Yeah, but when did we talk about that?
Ooh, that's right. That was in my mind. I remember.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about the report.
We haven't talked about rankings.
Well, we should, let's just say
all we've talked about is the schedule.
Let's just save that for next week because we're doing this all season long. Thank you for joining the TPS NFL franchise. I'm going to give you the last word. Bourne has to go. We got to wrap this up. We've talked about the as much as we can in the time we were given. So give us the last word.
All right. Bourne, do your job.
Which is?
Which, never mind. Edidi, congratulations.
Most Americans are afraid of Detroit, especially on Sundays. The scariest team in professional sports are the Detroit Lions, and their fans love it. These fans have always been a little crazy, but now they have the spirit of two fearless leaders, Coach Jim Schwartz and defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh. Schwartz is a madman who can barely stay on the sidelines, and Sue is wanted for murder in 11 states. Together they have inspired more white men to kick ass than Rocky Balboa. When these men wear Sue's jersey, they feel like they put on Superman's cape. They walk a little taller, they feel a little tougher, and they give it to their wives a little harder. Because this boy named Sue is no boy at all. He's a man, and he's a reminder that sometimes it's okay to kill another man, so long as he's wearing a helmet or tights. And it fires these men up, because they know that win or lose, Sue is going to hurt somebody. And if he doesn't, Coach Jim Schwartz will. Detroit Lions, murderers, and Spear, Michigan.